When I go to the Kotel, I tear Kriya. I think there is a practice or non-practice of many people visiting Eretz Yisrael, visiting Yerushalayim, and they for some reason don't tear Kriya. What's the basis for tearing Kriya, and why do so many people not tear Kriya? Is it justified or not? The Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Chavav Amud Aleph lists three places that we go when we should tear Kriya. One is Ohr Yehuda, when you see the cities of Yehuda. One is the Mikdash, you see the Beis Hamikdash, or the ruins of the Beis Hamikdash, and Yerushalayim. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Siman Tav Kuf Samech Aleph. Now, the Beis Yosef already points out that he's not sure, he thinks that with the Ohr Yehuda, what does it mean that when you see the Ohr Yehuda, the cities of Yehuda, Bechor, but not in their state of destruction? He wants to say that they are destroyed. Ve'ein bohem yishuv klal. And there's no one living in them. Avalim yesh bohem yishuv. But if there are people living in them, in these cities, af pi shehem bidei goyim, even though they're in the hands of the non-Jews, hayu nira lichoros dein terech likroa, that they don't need to tear Kriya. And there's the definition of destruction when it comes to Ohr Yehuda, where there's no people aren't living there. But then he says, "V'efshen as possible, the chol shehen bidei goyim, that all places that are in the hands of the non-Jews, af pi shehem yishuv, even though there are Jews people living there, then bechorbanan mikre, it's called bechorbanan in their state of destruction." Ramosha Feinstein in Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin writes that even though we haven't been redeemed yet, we don't tear Kriya when we see Yerushalayim, since with the kindness of Hashem, it's built and it is not in the it's not controlled by the nations of the world. And so he thinks that you don't have to tear Kriya. And similarly, when it comes to the Ohr Yehuda, if it's not in the hands of the non-Jew, if it's in the hands of the Jews, then you don't have to tear Kriya. In other words, when it comes to Ohr Yehuda and Ohr Yerushalayim, it depends. If it's in the hands of the Jews and it's built up, then there's no need to tear Kriya. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach disagrees. In Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Gimel, he says that as long as in the holy city of Yerushalayim there are churches and there are pagan graves, and we cannot uproot the idolatry from the city, it's still defined as Bechor Banan, its state of destruction. So he would say that you should tear Kriya in Yerushalayim, but it seems that the custom is like Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Chuvas Hanhago said this is the custom. We don't tear Kriya for Yerushalayim or for the Ohr Yehuda. Now, when it comes to people who are living in Yerushalayim, do they have to tear Kriya when they see the Beis HaMikdash? Moshe Feinstein and Tshuva, Or Chaim Chelakei Siman Laman Zayin. So he writes that we don't have the custom to tear Kriya when it come. People don't have, let's say, who live in Yerushalayim, they don't have the practice of tearing Kriya, and he thinks that's wrong. Even if he tore Kriya once, that it depends on the reality, it depends on the facts. If you haven't been to Yerushalayim in 30 days, then you have to tear Kriya. But even if you live in Yerushalayim, if you haven't been there in 30 days, then you would have to tear Kriya. Now, what's the rationale why some people do not tear Kriya? So Rav Nevin Saul writes in Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh, he says, well, after Chatzos on Friday, there's no obligation to tear Kriya. So if you go at that time, you don't need to tear Kriya. Again, not everyone holds like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains that those who live in Yerushalayim and don't visit every 30 days are exempt because they don't feel the destruction of Yerushalayim. He's critical of this. But people who live in Yerushalayim and won't even go to see the Kotel every 30 days, they don't feel the Agmas Nefesh, the suffering, when there's no Yerushalayim, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so they don't tear Kriya. So maybe they're exempt. Another possibility, would someone argue, is maybe if you gift the shirt, let's say you're wearing a shirt, and you gift it to someone else, not every post, like many posts come out that doesn't work, but maybe that's another way that some people suggest. Another suggestion is that maybe it's only, sort of Sternbach wants to suggest that maybe, writes as a modim uzmanim, that maybe he's trying to melamed zchus and those who don't tear kriya by saying maybe the requirement to tear kriya is only when you see the floor of the azara. You seeing Yerushalayim as churban, state of churban, destruction, is only when you see the floor of the azara. But just seeing the kotel itself does not require one to tear kriya. And finally, Rav Kook, Tzvi Yehuda Kook, quoted in Tal Hermon, writes that since the Beis Hamikdash is under Jewish sovereignty, you don't need to tear kriya. He says that technically we are able to build the Beis Hamikdash, but we may not do so for political halachic reasons, but it is at our control, so we don't have to tear kriya when seeing the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, he might hold the same reason why we don't have to tear kriya for Yerushalayim and the Or Yehuda, because under Jewish control would apply to the Beis Hamikdash. Well, others might say, no, as long as the Beis Hamikdash isn't built, then we have to tear kriya. Finally, the Mishnah Halachos writes in Chilek Vav Siman Kuf Yud, he writes, Avol ben Asenu Harabim, Arichos HaGolos, Garma Shekvar Huglu Yom Yom. Fortunately, due to the length of the Golos, we're so used to the exile. Fi the Rom Yerushalayim, Makom HaMikdash, Lo Yom Mitrakshim Yoser. We see the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, the place of the Mikdash, and we don't feel this pain. They don't feel this tremendous stress. Why should they tear kriya? And just the opposite. If they tear the kriya, if they tear their baget, they're going to have more, they're going to feel more pain over the destruction of ripping a garment than on the loss of the Mikdash Yerushalayim. So maybe there's a concern of Baal Tashkis if you do that. If you're more concerned about ruining your clothing rather than feel sadness for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, maybe it's an issur of Baal Tashkis. Bottom line is there are lots of opportunities, lots of possibilities to be melamed zchus to justify the practice of not tearing kriya, although the simple understanding is that one should tear kriya when visiting the place of the Mikdash.